I'd like to call the resource meeting of the 16th to order, March 16th. We're going to set aside Senate Bill 159. They haven't completed the CS on it yet. That will be brought back up Monday, the 19th. So the bill before us today is Senate Bill 205, titled Chinook Research and Restoration Endowment. So that will be our schedule for today. Today we have in the audience Senator Geisel, and here at the table, myself, Co-Chair Wagoner, Co-Chair Pascavant, Senator Stevens, and Senator French. So with that, David Scott, you want to come up? I'll put him on dime anyway.
Mr. Chairman, just so I'm sure, which version of this bill are we working on? What's the backslash?
For the record, D. David Scott, staff, Senator Olson. I'm working off version D, Senator French.
Thank you very much.
Come on. Yeah, there we go. And with that, did you have anything to add or any statements to make on the bill?
Mr. Chairman,
we'll just kind of maybe just briefly go back over the bill so people that be refreshed on it. And I've got an amendment to offer to it. So,
again, Mr. Chairman, the bill at the 1,000 foot level sets up an endowment fund, creates a board to administer the earnings off of that fund towards in the hopes of creating a stable and a revenue stream for interdisciplinary research for king salmon. And the king salmon are very unique in Alaska, and they're the last real wild run of king salmon in the world are up here.
Okay. Any questions of Mr. Scott? Thank you, David. With that, I'd like to have Miss Jackson and come up to the table. Please introduce yourself. And if you want to present the amendment first, or you want me to move it first. And I'm going to label this amendment number one. And I'll move amendment number one, and if somebody would object.
I'll object for purposes of discussion.
And we'll have Ms. Jackson present amendment number one and tell everybody what it does. It's pretty simple, really.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Mary Jackson. I'm staff to Senator Tom Wagner. Amendment number one does three things. It revises the areas that are defined in the bill for the regions. The second thing that it does, it really only does two things, but does that three times. And the second thing that it does is does some slight revision on the language. If you look first at the areas, I passed out a map and put it on your chairs in front of you. Essentially what we're trying to do is to show that the fishing region in the central part there goes from Cape Suckling to the Cook Inlet. And for ease of looking at your map, you can see it's, I apologize for the map, we were just simply not able to find a really good one that was quickly displayed for you, but it drops down from here, Cape Suckling, and goes over to Cook Inlet. This revision came about at the request in working with the UFA, because those are the guys that are doing the fishing, but the sponsor has concurred with that. So the first three areas, the first three revisions in your amendment all pertain to those areas, and it's language to clean that up and make that all consistent throughout those regions. The on the amendment itself, if you'll follow with me to page 6, lines 12 and 13, we deleted "based on the dependence of Alaskan residents on the stocks," and inserted in lieu of that, taking into consideration the use of the stocks by Alaskan residents, excuse me, by Alaska residents. Small wordsmithing there. Again, that has the concurrence of the sponsor. And the only other thing that I had to present to the committee, yeah. Mr. Chairman, is at the last meeting there was a conversation about ore. And if you'll recall, that was also on page 6 and at line 25. It said or, and the question that the committee talked about was whether each one of those 1, 2, and 3 needed the or at the end. I spoke with legislative legal on that, and the answer was no, it is not necessary. That in essence, if you said, I'm going to go to my mother's house, my brother's house, my sister's house, or your house, you don't say my brother's house or my sister's house, or the or is necessary only at the end of that line on number 3 on page 25, or excuse me, line 25. Mr. Chairman, with that, that's all that I have.
Any questions of Ms. Jackson?
Just, Mr. Chairman. Just
Senator Stevens. So,
under 18, line 18 on page 6, it says the board shall give priority to grant applications. And then it gives you several options here. And any one of those options would be enough. Is that, am I understanding that?
Yeah.
Through the chair, that's correct. Either one of those, so should be read as though there were an or after it. And I remind you again that there was a gentleman that called in and that was his concern. It's not all three combined or the fourth one. It's each one of them independently.
So if number 4 would be true, declines nearly from historic yield records, yield levels, that would be sufficient.
Through the chair, that's correct.
That qualifies. Yeah. Any other questions?
Mr. Chair, I withdraw my objection.
Is there a motion to move the bill from committee?
Mr. Chair, I would move that we move the CS for Senate Bill 205 version /D as amended by Amendment Number 1 with individual recommendations and attach fiscal note from this committee to the next committee of referral.
Is there any objection? See no objection. The bill will move. With that, we will be adjourned.